This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at high.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk from some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in California broke into a stranger's home, then grabbed his phone, live-streamed a rant on social media, and stripped down to her underwear.
You know, I think that's what you do. I broke into your house, I'm going to go on a rant. You know what? I was going to use her for profile this. I could not figure out. Well, no, her name leans one way, her picture looks something else. I'm like, I don't know what I'm working with here. But definitely a lunatic.
So she just live streamed the rant and left.
She breaks into your home, and I'm not sure if she used her own phone or the person's phone, whoever she broke into. But right, you're in someone else's house and you broke into them. You go on your big rant, and look, these are tough times. People get worked up. Then you strip down to your underwear. And then you get arrested.
Sounds all logical to me.
Swung for the fences.
Yeah. Fossils that were discovered in South Africa are the missing link in evolution, according to scientists.
Yeah, but evolution isn't real, and the Earth is flat, and we never went to the moon. Mm-hmm. Climate change is also fake. So I don't even know why you brought it up, Mike. These are just random bones of things that never existed.
Well,
that's the smart way to look at that.
I didn't know there was, my guess. You ever kind of figure out evolution?
We have, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. It's not too difficult.
A man in Florida was arrested after an argument with a cop when the cop told him not to cross the line on the ground and get any closer. And the guy did what a toddler would do and touched the line with his foot. I didn't cross the line.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Quit hitting yourself. All the oldies with goodies.
Yes. Didn't we actually cover that? You're under arrest. I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we said that would be our angle. Sir, step out of the car. You step out of the car.
All right. My brother used to do the thing where he'd extend his arm and put his palm on my forehead, but my arms weren't long enough to punch him. Yeah.
The police in Colorado are looking for a man who broke into a humane society to steal back his two confiscated pet ferrets.
Oh, wow. He loves those ferrets.
He loves them ferrets.
Mm-hmm. How did they you're not working on it. I'm just wondering, like, what did he do that they confiscated the ferrets in the first place?
Right. They're ferrets, man.
Payment plan?
Maybe he's in a county where he can't have ferrets.
This is a fur-free county, boy.
Maybe he's in a building that can't have ferrets.
It's a good point, but do you walk a ferret? Like, who noticed? He's like, right. Hey, man, dude's got ferrets in there.
Yeah,
like,
man, right, that's a good point. They're typically an indoor creature.
I haven't seen one on a leash, though, out and about.
Okay, I mean, then maybe he's that guy, but otherwise, Ted makes the point, like, I wouldn't know you own ferrets if I never went in your house, and then if I did go in your house and you had ferrets, how poorly were you treating these ferrets that I felt the need to call the Humane Society?
Yeah. Weasels.
I know.
A woman in England just found out her boyfriend has been cheating on her, so she got her revenge by selling his Xbox that he loved so much for $4.
Okay, well, he'll buy a new one.
Right? There was a reason why it was $4. I forget. She said that she was going to give it away, but I forget why it was $4.
Probably because he cheated on her with four chicks.
$1 a woman.
Yeah.
No, she needed to make money back of some kind.
Well, if he did it,
if he needed to make money, I think he'd sell it for more than $4.
Well, no, it was just the $4. Like, she was making a statement with the $4. He had cost her $4 somewhere in there.
He had cost her $4. How was she ever forgiven?
I don't know. But by selling his Xbox. What's the worst thing you've ever seen at a restaurant?
Oh, God.
Vegetables.
Vegetables, not
lettuce on my sandwich. The worst. Well,
you being a cook, Thrill?
The worst thing I've seen at a restaurant was wilted spinach placed in someone's risotto, but the spinach had been wilted in that person's pants. The reason it did not disgust me is because I'm the person who wilted the spinach. But that is the worst thing I've seen.
I will say, I think the most uncomfortable thing is being next to a couple that's breaking up.
Yeah.
Because you can't stop eavesdropping.
Yeah. And you, like, you feel for whoever, like, you want this to end. They want it to end.
Like, I'm feeling awkward, guys. You got to finish this.
But there's always one party that's, like, I've been on both sides of it. And if you're the one getting broken up with, generally you have questions for the other person does not have answers.
Oh, boy.
Some of the best ones are two cooks getting into a fight where one bit a chunk out of the other's ear.
Oh, wow. Nice. Ooh.
And the guy licking ketchup off of his date's shoes.
Oh,
there was also one story in there of a guy who used his ketchup bottle, right? The ketchup bottle. And then he licked the entire perimeter of the top before putting the lid back on to clean it off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that at home, not outside.
Right.
Don't do that at home.
No.
You guys don't lick the ketchup top?
I do not.
I
do like to chew on the crusty mustard top.
I was appalled with my girlfriend. You know, we would do we'd spray whipped cream in our mouths.
Yeah.
And then she'd lick the top off. Of it to get the remaining cream off of it.
And that's when you knew I want to date her.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, bro.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You're winning.
Yeah. Some rules that are broken there.
All right,
man.
Charlie Sheen.
It's like drinking milk out of the gallon.
You kiss her. What do you care if she licks something
in her mouth?
Yeah.
Get mad if I do it to your whipped cream, not her.
Just saying. KFC just.
And for the record, I don't even own ketchup right now. I don't want everybody to think when you come over and use my condiments, I've been licking them all.
KFC just created a candle that smells just like their gravy.
Their gravy's really good.
Well, we already have Christmas cookie candles and...
Again, they make me mad. If I walk into your house and it smells like KFC gravy, I'm looking around for the KFC.
I would argue that if you walked into my house and could identify that the gravy smell is KFC, I'd be like, but you don't need anything to eat right now.
I'm on the other end. Mike, if you walked in and said... That's gravy. For Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'd be like, you know what? You son of a bitch. Let's go. I'm buying you some.
You burned it. Send it as a great gift. You know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what it's best for.
Send it to your vegan friends.
Here you go.
Here's a gift for anyone who asks for nothing as a gift. You know, what do you want? Oh, nothing.
Done.
A company in England just created, quote, the gift of nothing, which is just an empty plastic heart. They're selling them for $1.25.
But then that's getting them something. See? People always say it's the thought that counts. So I'll write a note of all the things I thought about getting you. Your own private plane. Mm-hmm. A Rolls Royce.
A man who was...
But it's the thought that counts. I thought about getting you something great.
Yeah.
I didn't, but man, I thought about it.
You were on my mind.
A man was caught with 43 pounds of pot in his luggage while flying from Sacramento to Austin last Thursday.
That's a lot of pot.
Good news is he was under the airline's 50-pound limit, so he avoided the extra baggage fee, but he's looking to take
all good call. But there was no one there to put his bag in the plane.
Where was he flying from?
Sacramento to Austin.
Why would you think 43 pounds of weed will go unnoticed? Look, I know they have that weird thing about the weight of your bag in spite of the size of some of the goddamn passengers. But so in the last year, I cannot remember the trip. The bag was 53 pounds. The woman behind the counter is like, I don't know. I said, yes, you can. I wouldn't even enjoy your flight, sir.
I wouldn't
just
even
like,
want to be. I wouldn't even be want to even a seed in the state of Texas.
No,
I'd be afraid that I'd never get out of jail for the rest of my life.
If it's progressive in any way, shape, or form, Texas is not where you want to go.
But it's Austin.
But it's still the
it's
state.
It's still
of
Texas.
In Texas.
Look at the way they gerrymander it. You'll understand. Like, yeah, your friends in Austin might be cool. We ain't cool.
That's a lot of weed.
How much did that bag reek? Like, you don't even need the dog at that point.
I know. Just like, sir, I'm walking over without the dog.
Right?
Nah. That much weed. It had to be vacuum sealed. You probably couldn't smell it.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah. I've heard that's how people move pounds.
The internet is arguing over the correct way to write the letter X. Think about how you write the letter X. 90% of us do it one of two ways. The most popular way is to start in the top left and draw the first line down to the right, and then draw the second line from top right to bottom left.
Okay.
If you're right-handed, I'm left-handed, so I do that in reverse.
I don't do that. I go left each way. I go left down, then left up.
Yeah, I go left down, then right down.
I go right down, then left down.
Oh, you do it wrong, Mike.
See? I knew I was different.
I do it the way everybody else does it.
A new survey asked people how it would affect them if their work started an hour later. 39% of people said it would definitely improve their lives.
Oh, do you have to stay an hour later?
I don't know. That's not part of it.
I mean, I think that would be part of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative.
I say we invoke Ted's half day.
Yes.
Well, it's like people that work, like, you could work 4 tens, but you can't just work 4 days a week.
Right, exactly. It's four tens
would be great. Mm-hmm. Like, lifestyle.
I'm just going to work 4 days this week.
I know a couple people who are in the medical field, and they're nurses, and they work longer hours, and they do three shifts. Three big-ass shifts, and they're done. Per week. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fight it out, man, and get it done.
A zoo in Poland may have found the reason why their crocs aren't conceiving. And it's not going to make the crocs very happy.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, it's Steve at Throw Hogan. Please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Morgan, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Mike brought us this story yesterday, but I think it's worth repeating. We go to Manchester, New Hampshire, where police there pulled over a 51-year-old man last week after they spotted him driving his Chrysler 300 with the following things going on. He was smoking crack. That will get the cops to pull you over all the time. He was also receiving karaoke from a lady in the passenger seat. So he was smoking crack while being serviced, while driving. And while we all admit that's quite the life, he was driving around on a lazy Tuesday afternoon, not working, in a $30,000 car, just smoking crack, getting it on. But when the cops tried to pull him over, he sped off, and his special lady jumped out and ran away. The cops did eventually stop him, and they arrested him on several charges, but they never found the lady. Oddly enough, this story comes from the smoking gun. My question for you is, do you believe that this guy who was smoking crack and getting service while driving his Chrysler 300 is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Black.
You say black? Why black?
Yes. The crack part.
Morgan, I've got to completely disagree with you. There's not one black person in the state of New Hampshire. I don't know if you've ever been to New Hampshire. I mean, between New Hampshire and Vermont, no. Absolutely not.
I think I'm with her just on the 300. The Chrysler 300.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go black, too.
You're on the Chrysler 300?
What about the Chrysler 300?
Does it say what kind of wheels were on the Chrysler 300?
Did it have rims? No, they do not get that detailed in the statement, but I understand your line of reasoning there. But no, they don't cover it. Okay. Just, it was the Chrysler 300. He's smoking crack, getting service.
So you're going to stick with black? Final answer there, Morgan?
Yes.
All right, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to New Hampshire for Profile This. 51-year-old New Hampshire man driving along in his Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
Smoking crack.
Of course.
Getting karaoke from a lady that we don't know who is because she jumped out of the car and ran once the police pulled him over.
I'm just saying, he is checking off the bucket list.
He sped off. He was later caught and arrested.
Yeah, and they never found the woman. But Morgan, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? And he said black. He said, listen, man, it's a Chrysler 300. Smoking crack. Any dude, of course, wants, you know, the mouth hug, as it were. But Miles said, I disagree, based solely on the fact that it's New Hampshire. So both of you guys are working with the hard stereotypes there. And Morgan, in the end, Sorry. Everything about it sounds like it might be a black guy, but Miles, you pointed out the most overwhelmingly obvious point of the story. It's goddamn New Hampshire.
I don't know if anyone has not been there, but you have not been there if you come up with that answer. If you come up with anything other than white, it's safe to assume that you've never been to the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, we even said maybe a guy is driving through. I'm like, no.
No, even black people wouldn't go to New Hampshire to drive through it. They drive around.
Well, Ted pointed out during the break, he said, you know, I've been to New Hampshire. I said, I have not. I have been to New England. I have not been to New Hampshire.
I have. When I was a child, we'd go up there to a lake.
Mm-hmm. To get away from it all, huh? Growing up in PG County, like, you know what? If you saw where Ted grew up, like, yeah, let's go to New Hampshire.
You know what? Let's get to New Hampshire. We're going to try something really different. I never thought about it, but that's kind of...
Let's see something different.
Right? Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for a little TV time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Like, first thing I have to say today is it's a good day for a sad group of people I know. And they struggle out there, but they stick with it every year, and I respect you. So congratulations, Mariners fans. Edgar Martinez got into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They stick it out year after year. Woo!
Good dude, too. He's been on the show before.
He has, man. He brought super nice. Yeah, he brought really in nice booze. Guy. Has a sweet swing.
He's talking about the swing set in his backyard, of course.
Yeah, it's top notch. Most people don't know that. He's got a good little cantina. Edgar's a good guy. All right, America's Got Talent. They're going through the champions phase, which means...
You've already won and they brought you back?
Correct.
Okay.
And I know, there's NFL playoffs, whatever. Like, everybody's talking about this. This is the real Champions League, right? Not the one in Europe. Anyhow, there's a guy on there named John... Last name... the Rambos.
What?
All right. Now, here's what you got to know about John. Number one, he was a long snapper. Played for the Eagles for years.
Okay.
Two-time Pro Bowler. Now, he also is a magician, okay? So, he learned magic when his father, when he was 12, it's going to sound bad, but his father murdered his mom.
Jeez,
and then
the that's when he learned magic?
And then the father went to prison. So, it was a way as a child to find some happiness in his life.
He learned magic. This is not funny.
Sorry.
So the dad kills the mom.
There's nothing funny
brutally murders the mom.
Jesus, man.
And to try to get over this and try to get through life.
Thanks for bringing the comedy.
He went and learned some magic tricks so he could escape. Horrors of whatever. Is that what you're telling us?
It breaks up there the hangover. This is funny stuff.
Right. So this trick... It is awesome. All right. Let me set it up for you because it was pretty long.
He's going to make his dad disappear.
So there's a whole giant audience there, okay? He tells everybody, write down a word on a piece of paper.
All right.
Everybody does. They put it in a big box. Now he comes around with a box. And to the judges, he says, hey, everybody take out one name except Howie Mandel. He says, Howie, me and you are going to play tic-tac-toe. So they play tic-tac-toe. It ends in a draw. And then this happens.
Before we started, everybody in the audience wrote a word. And you had different colors you could have choose from. Simon, you reached in there and you grabbed one. What's your word?
Courage.
And what color is it in?
Blue.
Heidi.
Yes.
What word did you pick?
Hard work.
And Mel B, you have a word.
Yes.
What is it?
Hot in black.
In tic-tac-toe, there's over 255,000 different combinations. And though it might have not looked like I won...
The big tic-tac-toe.
Before I started, I printed a picture on the back of each piece. Right here. And guess what? I thought I would make a prediction out of every random choice. Simon, I got courage in blue. Heidi, I got hard work in red. Mel B, I got a black heart right there.
Now listen. That might not sound amazing. It is amazing. You got to keep in mind, the tic-tac-toe pieces are like the size of a sheet of paper.
All right.
So, Mike and I have been trying to figure out this trick, right? Because obviously people wrote down the words. Now, Mike has told me you can do some stuff with a box that has like false bottoms and stuff. So
ooh, never been there.
You could get them to pick the correct words.
False bottom on a box. Oh, it's too much.
But then... He plays tic-tac-toe with Howie. Now he puts his O in the center piece, right? We can't figure out how he knew to get Howie to pick that spot, Howie Mandel. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, the board is massive. And when he spins it around, you're just shocked. Like, how did he do it? It's a really awesome trick. Hmm. And I'm not the biggest Magic fan. I saw David Blaine once, but he's more of like an illusionist.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, mind control.
That's Chris Angel.
Same difference.
He's mind freak.
Mind freak.
I'm a mind freak. I heard Chris Angel is a freak.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, go to the Men's Room Facebook page. Look up, well, you don't have to look it up. It's right there. But it's an awesome trick, and it'll blow you away.
Okay.
But can he snap?
Can he snap?
Long snapper.
Oh, well, dude, this guy's amazing. Besides the tragedy of his childhood, so then he got traded from the Eagles to another team. He goes there. They do a physical. Turns out he was about to die, and they have to do surgery. Yeah, basically I tried to look it up today. It seems like a clogged artery or something.
Okay.
But, you know, you figure...
The fact that he got traded and had to go through another medical exam with a different team on the trade or the whatever...
They literally operated on him within 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's lived a pretty crazy life. And I had seen him before as a long snapper doing magic. That was like his thing in Philly. And credit to the Eagles, because he had that surgery and never played for the other team, the Eagles made him like an honorary member, and I'm pretty sure got him a ring and stuff.
Hmm. I bet you were trying to trade my ass.
I can't believe it. Even Howie Mandel would sit beside three people. He's such a germaphobe. Hey. I can't even believe he's in the same room with all those people.
Yeah.
If you watch him, watch the show, watch his mannerisms, watch what
he don't want you to touch him.
And will not do. It's amazing how you just see it. Like, he will never touch anything, anybody.
He said he hates meeting people, not because he's cold, but because customarily people shake hands. And it's like, man, people want to shake my hand, and I don't want to come off like a jackass, but, like, I don't want to touch you.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, shaking hands is one thing, but you ever, like, hug somebody and then realize, like, as you're hugging, I'm like, oh, they are not a hugger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It
absolutely.
Just feels like you're hugging a goddamn skeleton.
Who was it? Oh, it was Zach Wilde. Didn't you and Castle, like, look, Zach Wilde's going to hug you, whether you're a hugger or not.
Yeah.
Zach Wilde's bringing you in for one.
Mm-hmm.
And his beard was wet.
Yeah, we saw him backstage. Now, to his credit, I don't know if he remembered Castle, but it seemed like he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might just be the way he was. But, yeah, he comes over, gives us huge bro hugs and stuff. And then, right, when he walked away, Castle just looks at me and goes, why was his beard wet?
Everything's moist. Even the leather he's wearing is moist.
But, like, as Castle says, like, this guy was famous for just drinking and not showering.
Right.
So he was like, I know he didn't just get out of a shower.
No. That is not it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, it was weird because I was doing a stage announcement for the first band. So we're hiding kind of like, we're kind of backstage by like, what do you call it? The bowels of the arena.
All right.
So we're kind of hiding out because we're there a little early. We don't want to get thrown out or whatever. Like, I don't know what the hell he was doing back there either.
Just hanging out.
Just being moist.
Wasn't that the show where he fell on his back and kept playing and like someone had to come out and pick him up?
Correct.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Just being moist and smelling bad.
Oh.
I like the guy, but he's a moist, stinky man.
I think he's probably through that phase now.
Mm.
You remember there was that whole thing going around where a guy was stealing beer from a store in London, and he looked like...
David Schwimmer, right?
Yeah, he looked like the guy from Ross from Friends. Mm-hmm. Well, turns out he doesn't look anything like that. Another video showed up, and it's like it was just the angle. Like, people are just like, that guy does not look anything like David Schwimmer.
Yeah, I saw a picture of the guy today. I'm like, you look like a lot of people, but David Schwimmer is not one of them.
Yeah, and that's what's weird about photography, man. There's certain angles where people...
Yeah, you look entirely different.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever been with someone who's like, oh, I can't be on this side?
Yeah,
and then they go, I have a good side. And you're like, why? What's going on? And they're like, oh, I can't have my picture taken on that side. I'm like... Okay.
Whatever. I have not run into that one too
much.
Whatever's
best for you.
I definitely have hung out with people that are like you have to raise the camera above them. They'll only take photos from above.
I like to tell those people, oh, you don't have to explain it. I completely understand why. And then they don't tell me that again. Like, I get it. I was going to do that anyway with your ass in the picture. Do you think that Sean Connery thinks that David Schwimmer is like just a swimmer from America? Who's just David Schwimmer? I watched the Olympics looking for him on a swim team.
Sean Connery's still alive?
He is. Don't think he's doing very well.
All right, yeah, I was gonna say,
he hasn't been doing well
him.
For a while.
I haven't seen him in years. God, he was a stud.
A stud.
A real stud. Let's see. Do you guys think President Trump does interviews in his underwear?
I would assume not.
I know that he doesn't make it to work before 11 a.m. most of the time, so it wouldn't surprise me if he has an interview before that or after that that he would be.
Well, what was his nickname? The Mooch? Scaramucci?
Scaramucci. Steve Mar- I thought you were talking about Steve Mariucci.
No. Anthony, Scaramucci.
He was there for 10 days.
Well, his wife, Deirdre Ball, says the only thing that Anthony ever told me was that Trump does give interviews on cable networks in his boxers instead of going to the studio, especially now that he's president. I think this is something he's been doing for years. The interviews in his little head pops up. It's him in a dapper suit, and he's really at home sitting in his underwear.
Oh, well, sure, man. I mean, if you're doing that kind of thing where they just have an image of you.
Yeah.
Walking around the house eating a banana. Like, right. If no one knows, who cares?
Well, like, I know now it's a little different because the sets are set up different. And, like, especially if you watch SportsCenter, they got people walking all around and stuff.
That has changed the game. Because those guys don't wear suits. These are guys that love sports, and they look like dudes who wear sports. But basically, you'd have an untucked button up, your necktie, and your sport coat. You sat behind the desk. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you got shorts and flip-flops. Nobody knew.
Yeah, and if you were on a set for television back in the day where you sat down and you couldn't see that, those studios are so freezing cold because when those lights turn on, they get so hot and the equipment is so hot in there that initially you walk in there, you would be freezing your ass off until you started the broadcast and lights got flipped on.
Yeah. I mean, right, it's like anything, right? Like, you look at comedians or rocks, like, you forget, like, those lights are so bright and warm.
You can't see.
Pitting out. It's all gross. Yeah, so I mean, maybe he's doing interviews in his underwear.
Who knows? No one can see you. Who cares, man?
Yeah, I'm with you. I probably do. I mean,
as long as just want to let you know I'm in my underwear right now. Like, if you don't bring it up, it's all good.
Yeah, I still think I'd struggle to eat in my underwear.
Yeah, I just seem. Yeah,
nah, whatever.
I don't know. I just feel like I need shorts on at least.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Shirtless would be weird.
Oh, I eat shirtless all the time.
See, I wouldn't eat shirtless.
You'd eat in your underwear, but you wouldn't eat shirtless.
Oh, yeah.
So would you have a shirt and your underwear on?
Yeah, probably. That's normally when I go to bed, like, you know, walking around, whatever. Like, I just grab a handful of popcorn, like,
I can eat shirtless. But I do prefer to have some kind of something over my underwear.
Yeah, so I mean, that they are summertime.
I normally just wear, like, mesh shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
Right. In the summertime, a lot of us eat shirtless. You get that muffin stuck in your chest hair. Maybe that's just me. let's see here. Jimmy Fallon, as always, has some thank you notes.
Thank you, HBO, for announcing that the final season of Game of Thrones will premiere on April 14th. Winter is finally coming, just not until spring. Thank you, low battery alert in my fire alarm, for letting me play a fun two-hour game of where the hell is that beep coming from in this area?
You stand upstairs.
Thank you, Netflix, for announcing you'll be raising subscription prices. I'd be mad, but at this point, I couldn't even tell you whose Netflix account I'm using.
Subsidy that.
I know, man.
Thank you, Jeff Bezos' divorce, for magically turning the world's single richest man into the world's richest single man.
Wow. Wordplay.
Hey, it's a thinker.
It's not a stinker. It's a thinker.
Thank you, Clam Chowder, for not going by your real name, Hot Fish Milk.
There you are, everybody. Those are my thank you notes.
Not only that, but his wife is the richest single woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. But I said this the other day, kind of in jest, but dead serious. Like, if you think plastic surgery doesn't pay off, like...
Yeah, do the math. There's a reason it keeps happening.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Let's see, Steve Carell.
Never heard of him.
He was on a show called The Office. And I know what you're going to say, isn't that British? You're right. It was a British comedy, but they made an American version, too. Some people liked it.
He is, he the one doing the new show about Space Force?
Space Force!
Okay, all right. He's the main guy in that.
Yeah, Steve will star on the show, which is simply being called Space Force. It'll be a workplace comedy about the people tasked with creating the Space Force.
Which is more forward motion on this project than the actual Space Force.
Well, yeah, anyone with an education would have told you that's how this works.
Steve says he's been doing a lot of serious movie roles recently. So this is like basically, I think he's been doing a lot of serious stuff. Right. I think he might want to get back into comedy a little bit. But a lot of those serious guys, like I always bring up Tom Hanks. Like he's still like a personable dude, but he's never really gone back to doing comedies.
No, not really. Not at all.
Yeah. Anyhow. The Hollywood Reporter says he's getting more than $1 million per episode.
Damn. Okay.
So even if he didn't want to do comedy again, like...
That's yes, enough. He does.
Yeah, I think I do now.
Yeah. More than $1 million per episode.
Per episode, man.
I mean, that is...
If it was a half hour of him doing porn, he'd be like, hey, man, I've always wanted to do porn.
Yeah. Per episode, sure.
Yeah, I don't really... I have a kind of a fear of everybody seeing me naked.
We share the fear of seeing you naked, Ted. Trust me, it is reciprocated.
But $1 million per scene, that gets a man thinking.
I just say, don't bother to watch it then, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Right.
You don't have to see me naked, but I'm doing that movie.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There's been a lot of talk about R. Kelly recently. And you remember years ago in 2003, Dave Chappelle had the R. Kelly we'll just say parody song, if you will,
sure. On
Chappelle's show. So then Neil Brennan, who we've interviewed before, good dude, very funny man, he was talking and he was saying that basically R. Kelly wanted to fight Dave Chappelle. This is, quote, literally his goons stepped to Dave in Chicago and Dave's goons intervened. The goons negotiated. I also think it's funny that Neil Brennan almost had to, like, defend the skit. Because now this new documentary came out. I mean, people have known R. Kelly was kind of a scumbag was a scumbag for years.
Years!
But yeah. I like how Neil Brennan was like, look, man, we're just the comedians poking fun at. Like, we couldn't go arrest the guy.
And what did they want them to do?
And then the next night, Chappelle addressed that on stage when he was doing stand-up because Neil Brennan brought it up. Someone said, hey, man, what the heck was Neil Brennan talking about the other day? He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that part of the story.
And as Dave Chappelle like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
R. Kelly. We've
been talking a lot about chicken nuggets lately. We were talking about street nuggets.
Street nuggets.
Here's Seth on nuggets.
A recall was issued last week for a brand of ready-to-eat chicken nuggets following complaints that packages had pieces of wood in them. And if there's one thing chicken nugget consumers don't want, it's a natural ingredient.
Jesus Christ.
True. I mean, it's a nugget. That's what I said. Can they go bad?
Right.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Four Georgia Tech students are robbed on a Krispy Kreme donut run and then forced to drive to an ATM. Meanwhile, a Pittsburgh man who attempts to steal a car by leaving it in park is a real gem. Woman performs sex act for $5 and can of Pringles, then gets shot. 11-year-old allowed to drive rental car to school just like his dad taught. And a man destroys his belongings with an axe after his wife damages his action figures. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Poland, where a zoo has been pairing a couple of crocodiles for 50 years. These two have been a couple for quite some time, but they're trying to get the two to mate and reproduce.
After that long, do you think they're going to mate?
Sick of you. They're mating just fine, but the actual reproduction is where the problem is. They've recorded them multiple times. You know, he's, you know, getting groovy on top of it and all that.
That's a problem for the people at the zoo.
Correct.
Because I think to these two giant lizards, they're like, no, we're having lots of sex and no kids. Ain't nothing wrong with this plan.
Unfortunately, it is a problem for one of the two giant lizards. They brought in a specialist to look to take a gander and revealed that the male's penis is a bit too small to fertilize the female's eggs.
Oh,
no.
He got a tiny data penis. Damn, that's what they came up with.
How would you like that diagnosis if that was your problem? Like,
sorry, sir,
your penis is too small. I wonder if he has little
he's
feet.
I think he's probably pissed.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell her? I could have kept trying.
Now the whole world knows I got a small penis.
Sure, he cried some crocodile tears.
Maybe she just needs to lose some weight.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Golly. Zap.
What's it all?
I'm just saying.
It's not this. It's...
Get all up in that cloaca. I'm gonna give you the cloaca shaker.
Just saying, they're putting it all on him. I mean,
well, she got that big cloaca. What you want a brother to do?
Oh goodness! I can't get that vision out of the way.
I know. It's just this little tiny penis alligator.
Big cloaca.
Damn, girl. Got okay. Big cloaca.
That's why I love her.
Girl, soon as I saw that cloaca across the pond, I said, you got to be mine.
50 years later.
That's the thumbnail I hit on my porn site.
Oh, no.
Giant cloaca. Pumpkin cloaca.
Oh, no. In other news, thank God, we go to Pittsburgh where police are on the lookout for a stupid carjacker. A man drove with his buddy to his grandmother's house to drop off some food and left his car running as he ran inside, leaving his buddy in the car. The armed carjacker pulled a gun on his friend in the car and ordered him out before getting into the car himself. This is where it gets weird. The friend then heard the engine rev a few times before the carjacker got back out of the car and took off on foot. But just, this guy didn't know how to frickin' put it in park.
Or take it out of park.
Or rather, in drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually it's I can't drive a manual, not...
It could have a lot to do with the way these... we were talking about the new way
yeah,
to
right.
in drive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honest to God, it probably just wasn't a regular thing that he's used to.
That's half the reason why the car auction that I work at every week gets slowed down, because they have the Prius that's in there, the new BMWs do it,
and
the
people Jaguars don't know.
No, they don't understand, you know, hold down the brake, then you push it, because it's not like the old-fashioned days where when you move the shifter, it sits in the D position. This one, it sits in a neutral position, and then you tell it to go where it's supposed to go,
okay.
And then it comes back to that neutral position. It basically hits a button like Ted's buddy asked.
Dude, in his car, man, one day we're trying to move it, and he keeps revving it, and it won't move, and we feel like jackasses.
Right.
And then finally we figured out because the door had closed on part of his jacket. It has so many safety features,
right.
It wouldn't let us move.
Right. And that's...
But it won't tell you that.
And that's, no. We're just
like,
in a car going...
It won't tell you what it won't...
What are we doing?
Right.
We look like jackass. And that's the other side of it. It's back in the old days when the shifter moved, it actually did move something into place. And anymore, it's just all computer. So it's got, like you said, those safety features that'll keep it from actually going into park. A woman is in the hospital after an encounter at a gas station. We covered her during the shot of the day. The woman had agreed to perform a sexual act on a man in exchange for $5 and a can of Pringles.
I dig it.
How big was the can, though? Because it do come
had
in a
to be
little
the full size
can.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who makes the offer? Does she say, look, if you got $5 on a can of Pringles, I got a mouth hug for you? Or do you say, hey, I offer you $5 on a can of Pringles?
Right.
Like, who? Or was that a negotiation? I gave you $3 and a bag of Lay's.
Right.
You gave me a can of Pringles and a full-on Abraham Lincoln. You got yourself a deal.
I wonder if it was the bargain. He comes up and says, what can I get for $5? Nothing. But those can of Pringles look pretty good. After the act was done, the man demanded the $5 back and shot the woman in the shoulder. For $5.
Wow.
Well, she gave the money back to him.
Right.
I mean, he still shot her.
Right.
Neither one of them is the class. Like, they're not watching Martha Stewart right now.
Sure. I mean, and she's going to be fine, and the police are trying to track down the shooter, but you will never guess where that little story came from.
Florida.
Ah, good call.
Damn, Florida.
It has happened again, Jen.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
This episode takes us to Indiana, where a man has a warrant out after someone witnessed him letting his 11-year-old kid drive a stolen rental car to school. They pulled into the school, and his kid got out of the car as the dad was in the passenger seat. Police are searching for the man to charge him with a couple misdemeanors.
Damn, man.
11-year-old can drive to school, huh?
Right?
I mean, credit to the kid.
I know, I was going to say, man, he
like,
made
that's
it there
great
safely.
For the kid. Bad for dad to let him do it, but great for the kid.
Is it only a misdemeanor because of kind of the situation? My old man was driving at the age of 13.
Right. Well, times have changed,
they
man.
They have.
You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah. A man took to Reddit for advice after screwing up royally at his friend's wedding. The man was in charge of setting up the sound system for the wedding, and all was going well during the ceremony until the groom stood up for his speech. The PA's Bluetooth connected to the man's phone and automatically started playing what was on it.
Oh, no.
Porn.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, look at that cloaca.
Yeah.
The groom laughed it off, but the bride shot him a death glare when it happened and hasn't talked to him since. He's reached out like, hey, real sorry about what happened. Nothing. She has completely blacklisted this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yips.
A strange story out of Wisconsin. A man called police on himself after he drank too much and overreacted to some news. The man thought that his wife had damaged some of his action figures, so he responded after she left by taking an axe to various items around the house, totaling about $5,000 in damage. The officers arrived to find the axe lodged in his car's windshield, and he went willingly as they arrested him. That's it for your headlines with that. My caucus out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less. The word is back and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.